This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The explosions and gunfire around Ukraine's capital of Kyiv appeared to ease up a little overnight, and now Ukrainian and Russian officials are preparing to meet. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
High-level officials in the Ukrainian government have come to the border with Belarus to meet with a Russian delegation. That, as Russia's military assault on Ukraine is in its fifth day, with fighting in the streets of the country's second-largest city, Kharkiv, and troops moving closer to the capital, Kyiv. The Russian military's offer to allow residents a safe corridor to evacuate the capital city as it beefs up its forces for an onslaught. Tensions over Ukraine have escalated further after Russian President Vladimir Putin put his nuclear forces on increased alert. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The conflict could take a new turn if Russia gets military help from neighboring Belarus. It is expected to send troops into Ukraine, possibly as soon as today. That's according to a senior American intelligence official. The UN General Assembly will meet in emergency session today to consider Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. is Linda Thomas Greenfield.
We can isolate them in the United Nations. We can isolate them in U.N. specialized agencies. They are feeling that isolation.
U.N. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield on NBC's Meet the Press. The Russian ruble took a real nosedive as the West announced a freeze on Russia's hard currency reserves. Russia's central bank has raised its key rate to 20% in a desperate attempt to shore up the plummeting ruble. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the statewide school mask requirement will be lifted by March 2nd. The family drama Coda took top honors at the Screen Actors Guild Awards last night. This is AP News. Jennifer Hudson won Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Image Awards over the weekend. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Jennifer Hudson beat out Regina King, Lil Nas X, Megan Thee Stallion, and Tiffany Haddish for Entertainer of the Year. Hudson said during the BET broadcast she was standing there because she watched the NAACP Image Awards.
It's because of seeing the Arethas and the Patti LaBelles, the Holly Berrys, all of these legends, you know, right here on this stage that inspired me. So thank you, NAACP, for inspiring girls like me.
Other winners include Will Smith, Anthony Anderson, Sterling K. Brown, Issa Rae, and Angela Bassett. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Nearly half of the 500 million free COVID tests the Biden administration recently made available to the public are still available. They haven't been claimed as virus cases plummet and people feel less urgency to test. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.